You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. Hey, when it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
Climb the trash university. $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
You're trying to grow your business and add diversity. What you do? Hit up Climb the Tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climb the Tracks in university.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D ad playbook.com.
So my 2023 plan reveal. It's probably a little bit overdue, but I want to just kind of reveal it. And I want you to be able to take anything from it that you can actually take and go actually implement into your business as well, okay? So I'm going to lay it down from all aspects. A lot of times I think we, as entrepreneurs, we get singular focus on just business. So I'm going to share my business plan as well, but I want to give you my whole life plan all together for the most part, based on where I am right now, right? So number one, let's start from a spiritual standpoint because I believe that's foundational. So I actually tweaked my entire morning success ritual. So basically how my morning success ritual used to work, I wake up at 3:45, pray at my wife, then I go right next door to my office, 3-second commute, 5-second commute, right? And then, you know, first thing I do is typically, I called it the hour of production. A power hour or whatever. I can't even think of it right off the top of my head. But anyway, I sit down and I work on something for an hour, whether that's writing copy, if I'm writing some copy or doing some slides for an event. I write copy sometimes. I'm doing slides for an event, whatever project I'm working on. And then from there, I do like journaling, then meditation, and then, you know, read my morning stack. I may do a video on my morning stack because it's a whole thing as well. So I do that, and then I make sure I'm hydrating throughout this, do my affirmations, read my goals, and then I leave for the gym, right? One thing I add also is I have some worship music playing for my worship playlist while I'm doing this, right? Part of my morning stack, that's why I would get a little bit of Bible reading and stuff like that in as well. Now, I totally tweaked it though, because I want to be very intentional, because I think from a tithing standpoint, like I tithe regularly, right? Weekly, monthly, you know, to my church and other organizations I believe in and so forth, right? I think tithing is just giving of the money as well, right? So not only do I want to be giving God the first fruits from a financial standpoint, I also want to be doing it in every area. So even in my time and my day. So I said, instead of doing it that way, I want to be intentional about my devotional time. So now when I get to the office, the first thing I do is I turn on my worship music, got my playlist plan. Then I'll read I got like 3 devotionals that I'm going between. So I don't got it in front of me, but I got this one called by Tony Dungy. There's another one called Devotional for Individuals Who Are Saved, but still a little ratchet, but God Know Your Heart. I forget the name of it exactly. And then number 3, I'll probably link up to it around here somewhere so you can check it out. And the other one is the Miles Monroe, right? Miles Monroe has one as well. So I'm doing my devotional time first before I do anything else. And then I do my journaling. Then I'll read my goals and my vision statement. I mean, I can do a whole nother video and break all that down too if you want. Just let me know. And then I do like, I got this, I don't know if you ever heard of Bill Winston before, but he has his affirmation prayer, which is like 4 or 5 minutes. So I recite that and I do my meditation. By that time, it's about 5 o'clock, right? Because I wake up at 3:40. By that time, it's about 5. Then whatever book I'm reading. So I read my book for 30, 45 minutes, right? I'm hitting my eyes on my Kindle. Right. And then 5:45, I wake my kids up and then I do the morning success work with them. So we brush our teeth, you know, do our affirmations, they get dressed, you know, iron their clothes, all that good stuff. So that's kind of after I put them on the bus, then I head to the gym. So again, I gave you kind of like my spiritual personal plan for 2023. Being consistent with that. Wednesday, throwing off the ritual a little bit, because I think we got to do some variety in there. So Monday and Tuesday, strict on the morning success ritual. Wednesday, doing this thing kind of wandering. Jeff Bezos has a thing where he say he wanders in the morning. So it helps him freeze up bandwidth and stuff like that. So on Wednesday, it's not as structured. So I typically go through a course or a training or something I'm going through in that morning, right? Then Thursday, same thing. Then Friday, and then weekends, I'm just chilling for the most part, right? So, and then once the kids on the bus or I take them to school, then I go to the gym. So my gym personal plan is hitting the gym Monday through Thursday, right? I'm working with my trainer. And then, of course, that's the plan. Doing that as often as possible, right? And then making sure I'm just eating consciously, not overeating, being clear about my portions, not being on a crazy diet. I already eat plant-based, eat pretty clean anyway, but just being super intentional about not overeating, eating clean, detoxing quarterly, right? Like an herbal detox, drinking raw juice, just being super intentional about that as we continue to grow, because that's going to be important about preserving energy and things of that nature, right? On a relationship standpoint, typically with the family, we do like a quarterly getaway, right? So and I even teach it to our clients, we do a sprint from a business standpoint. I don't believe life is a marathon. I believe that life is a series of sprints, right? So we sprint throughout the day, and then I renew, chill out with the fam, watch TV, veg out, that type of thing, right? Try to turn my brain off. Then every quarter, we typically go somewhere. May not be anywhere international, maybe out of the country, out of the state, or maybe just a room, Airbnb or something like that. And then for Christmas, we go out the country to do a different country every year. So staying consistent with that, being present with the kids. When I'm with the kids and with the fam, make sure my phone is put up so I can actually be tuned in. So that way, when I'm with the family, I'm all in. When I'm with the business, I'm all in. Because a lot of times, we aren't all in on either. When we with the family, we think about business. When we're with the business, we think about family. So now you got this gray area. So you're not focused on anything. You're not fully engaged, like the book, on anything. But now when I'm all in on each one, I can be present. So now I'm not with the fam, but I'm in social media. So just being conscious about that type of thing, right? And then from a business standpoint, we're going all in on events. Like, we know we have our highest impact when it comes to events. So we're doing live events. We do a quarterly event with our Seven Figure Society clients. Then we do an event twice a year, specifically with our Client Traction University Partner Program clients. And then we do monthly fly-ins as well, right? And we're going to be doing other events. We got our Wealthy Black and Genius event rolling out. You can check that out at Wealthy Black and Genius. We got our What the Black Coach event as well. You can check that out at What the Black Coach, our Rapid Growth Workshop. So really being hands-on, because here's what I'm finding. Now, while the course industry is growing like crazy, and a lot of people think about AI and automation and things of that nature, and yes, it's on track to be a $325 billion, I think, a day industry or something like that, the course creation industry, which is great, right? A lot of people are creating courses. A lot of people learn about industries. I think that's phenomenal. I don't think enough people are thinking about actual transformations for people though, right? So how we're differentiating, and this is something you can think about how you implement in your business as well, like how do you differentiate yourself? One of the ways we're differentiating specifically is while most people are doing more automated, hands-off type of approaches with their programs, we're actually leaning in and going more hands-on, more high touch. So even with our free event, super high touch. Right. Calling individuals, checking on them. Hey, did you get your link? Are you all good? You need anything? We don't care what it is at every level. And then, of course, as in the clients, it's even more high level, like hands on, a personal coaches, personal access, getting hands on guidance, the whole nine. So we're going more, while most people are going more hands off, we're leaning in more hands on, high touch to ensure, because we're creating a premium experience. I mean, it's not cheap to work with us. So we've always wanted to be a premium experience because we're in it for actual success stories. And then how do we do that? By actually making sure that people got the support and the resources and everything that they require. And of course, as we take care of those things, everything else takes care of itself. And then also huge focus is wealth building, right? Personal, financial mastery, and then wealth building. Because like I always say, like, making money is one game, but what do we do after we make the money? That's an entirely different game, right? Because there's so many different strategies, a whole different world. And I'll do more videos talking about what I'm doing, how I'm investing, my personal financial. I'm not an expert in that area, but as what I'm learning and, you know, mistakes and good and bad, of course, I'll be doing some videos sharing about that. So overall, of course, going all in on team, making sure our team continues to be world class so we can serve at a high level and just making sure our clients are getting crazy results. We already helped our clients over $1 billion in revenue. We're just going to continue to ramp that up. So, and also going all in on content. So as you see, creating more long form content, shorter form content, going all, our YouTube channel was shut down last year. So we had to create a whole entirely new YouTube channel. However, going all in on content. We've literally gone all in on content for the past 10 plus years. However, if you thought we went crazy on content over these past years, just watch what we're going to be up to this year. Because if you look at all the different platforms, all of the platforms are heavy on video content specifically. So TikTok, it's all video, right? Instagram, like if you post a picture up there, unless you got millions of people on your social, most like it's going to be like crickets, right? But they're favoring video. So all the platforms, even Facebook has integrated the Instagram Reels into the Facebook feed, right? So it's telling you, even YouTube has shorts. So you got long form content on YouTube and you got short form content with shorts. So all these platforms are showing you this, right? So you want to be taking your content, structuring from these different platforms and doing that and producing as much content as possible because the internet is fueled based on content. So you want to be feeding the animal, feeding the algorithm so it can favor you. So now when people are coming online looking for solutions to their specific problems, you're actually showing up. And then lastly, all in on ads, as always. Like again, we get our highest ROI on advertising, right? And really teaching people what we're doing, not just people see us on Facebook, but like our whole holistic strategy, making sure we're taking one platform, right? Expanding out on that, and then people in our ecosystem, whether that's LinkedIn ads, TikTok ads, Facebook, Google, Instagram, and just showing up all over the place, omnipresent. And you're like, well, cool, y'all already omnipresent. Well, even more than ever. So you want to look at it like, how do I create this holistic strategy and tap into what I call the traffic triad system? So you want to have three types of traffic at all time coming into your business. Number one, you want to have paid traffic because that's traffic you can actually control, right? That's number one. Number two, what other traffic you can control as well, which is number two, is your owned traffic, right? Owned media. So that's like going to be your email list. It's going to be your text list. If you're not building the text list, you wouldn't be building the text list. You're not building the email list, you wouldn't be building the email list. Some people are like, well, Marquell, I got an email list, but I don't email it every day. And I got this analogy that I've been using more recently is that if you think about for ladies, right? If a guy is trying to pursue a lady and this guy only followed up with her or reached out to her once a week, the chances of them really, you know, going the distance, right? It's slim to none, right? They want to have someone that's showing up consistently, not just like in a thirsty way, but like showing up value, checking in, that type of thing. So that's the kind of approach you want to take with your marketing when it comes to the follow-up. So you got paid media, paid traffic, owned media and traffic, and then you got earned. Earned is going to be your social media. It's going to be if people bring you onto their podcast, if people bring you onto their stages. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.